Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Musicals Taught Me Everything I Know, a special Christmas edition. I am Zane C. Weber, and with me here at the table are...
Mrs. Claus
and Mrs. Claus. Wait, what?
What?
What? Are we dating the same guy?
Oh, I'm married to him.
You've married the same guy. You're polygamous.
Oh, that's Mormon. I'm Mormon, so it's fine.
That's it. I'm out. Going back to my maiden name, Miranda Selwood.
And the original Mrs. Claus is, of course, Julie Eisentrager.
Hi.
Now, this is the last installment of our holiday episodes.
Aww.
We will get back to our regular installments next week on Friday.
Say it one more time.
Installments?
Yeah. Good.
So this is our most kind of esoteric and creative of the three Christmas episodes. We are discussing which musicals should be reset into a Christmas setting.
Yes, yes. That's correct.
Yes.
Yep.
All right.
Redrafted, redesigned, the Christmas special version of...
My most poorly thought out list.
I'm pretty happy with my list. Yeah. I think I would like to see Christmas as part of all of these shows.
Yeah?
Yeah. Shall we just launch straight into it?
Yeah.
Let's do it. From the bottom? From number five?
From number five.
Number five.
My number five is Cinderella.
Sure. Why not? Sure.
Yeah.
Can we turn the fairy godmother into Mrs. Claus?
Yeah.
Or Santa?
Of course.
Let's make it Santa.
Why not?
No. Mm-mm. Rudolph.
Obviously, the carriage driver should be Santa.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the horses will be reindeer.
Yes.
And it'll be like a snowball, so lots of gauze.
It could be a snowball, or it could be like Frosty, and she sits in Frosty's butt.
Oh, cute. What?
Like a winter gourd instead of an orange pumpkin.
Maybe, though, she is a snowman woman, and she's turned into like
a
human.
It is the story of Frosty,
but only until midnight, and then
until the sun melts. So only until midday.
Ooh, I don't know. I think we've taken it too far.
Yeah,
let's.
This is going to be a long episode.
Julie, what's your number five?
My number five, I don't know why, is apparently La Cage aux Folles, and I was just like, I think that the costumes would just
As soon as you get a Christmas drag show,
it's a Christmas drag show.
Pumps it up a notch.
My number two is the same reason.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
A Christmas drag show.
Mine's a lot of costuming, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, I look forward to that.
Yeah. Everybody.
What's your number five?
Okay, my number five is Phantom of the Christmas Opera.
Okay.
I'll take it. I'll pay that.
Yep, just like everything is just overly Christmas themed.
Is the chandelier an upside down Christmas tree?
Yeah.
I mean, this is a problem I had when thinking about my list is like the Phantom of the Opera takes place over a certain period of time.
Nope, it's all Christmas now.
All Christmas.
Yes.
It's Christmas every day for 3 months.
Yep. Yep, that's correct.
I like it.
Okay. Well, what's your number four?
My number four is, there's a little bit of Christmas in Cabaret already, right?
A little bit.
Yeah, but I think there could be
more Cabaret.
It just could be more. It could be Christmas all the time. Christmas Nazis
Christmas
sound fun.
Nazis.
Yes.
And no Hanukkah. Like, they can just be all like, oh, instead of being all like, you can't be
Jewish. You can't have Hanukkah.
You can't have Hanukkah. Yeah.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
I love it.
My number four is Oliver. But I want Fagin to be Santa, and I want all the other little beggars to be elves. The elves, and then I want Oliver still to be a human orphan that goes to Santa's workshop. But instead of being like a good Santa, he's still stealing stuff.
So it's like bad so it's Santa like the musical.
Yeah, it's like it's like upside down Santa.
All right. Someone's been watching a little bit too much of Stranger Things.
Someone might have been.
My number four is 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. Because it's adults playing kids.
But also the 25th.
What did I say?
The 25th Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're picking up unless a double meaning. Setting it Christmas
yeah.
Eve.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should be set Christmas Eve.
Okay.
24th
it is.
24th and sorry, yep.
Yeah, so I think it's really, I think because it's kids, you have a lot to play with.
And all the words are Christmas words.
All the words are Christmas words. Yep. You can play with the audience a lot yep. with it coming up to Christmas. I think it's not too much work and it adds another layer to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about your number?
I like it.
Oh, no, so my number three now.
Yeah, do your number three.
My number three is Urinetown.
Of course it is.
Now...
Everyone is it just tinsel.
Christmas Town or
no? Well, no, we stick with Urine Town, but we
urine and Christmas just don't go together for me.
Oh, they do for me.
You live in Australia.
I drink a lot.
No, Urine Town. I think would having Christmas would make it really would help you get across the difference between the Cladwells and the Bobby Strongs of the world.
Right.
Like the difference between what the street people are doing to celebrate Christmas and what Christmas is like for the elite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guess who remembers none of the description of your...
It was an early episode.
I blocked it. Yeah. I blocked
maybe
it.
Maybe we'll put it up again for you, Julie.
Thanks.
My number three is A Very Wicked Christmas.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
because she's green already. We could just
wears a red dress.
Everyone, yeah, like she
and
wears a
white
red dress.
Hat.
Yeah,
perfect. Yeah.
And like a Christmas hat instead
done.
Of a.
And Glinda can still be
snowy. This is my number six. I had Wicked as like, oh yeah. I think it could definitely work.
Yeah, and I think toward the end, everyone should become green as well.
Okay, the Aussians
to match her.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll take it.
What's your number three, Julie?
My number three is Bugsy Malone.
Okay.
Because children at Christmas is adorable. So I've got the flip side to yours. I've got children playing adults. And I just think it would be cute. Like, My Name is Tallulah done at Christmas time in a Christmassy bar setting. Like,
so that's,
I don't
that's
know.
Just two, kids Christmas presents two kids' musicals.
I've got two kids' musicals.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Julie just thinks kids.
I was clearly not thinking this through. I was thinking of musicals I have taught. So,
all right, well, what's your number two?
My number two is a weird one. So my number two is The Pajama Game because okay. I want to literally see it in Christmas pajamas or Christmas sweaters.
Or both.
Yeah.
It could be both.
The only thing that makes it Christmassy.
And they have, the company picnic is like their Christmas
yep. picnic. Christmas.
Mm-hmm. I think that one would transfer
and like,
quite easily.
Hernando's Hideaway is like a secret Christmas toy workshop, but not a workshop, but like you can go there to get all the good Christmas toys.
Or maybe it's a speakeasy in a toy factory.
Yes, like that. Ooh, we should do that. Guys, pop up Christmas bar. Get
yeah.
on it.
All right, let's do that. My number two is Priscilla, Christmas Queen of the Desert.
Yes.
Yeah,
correct.
Because I just think
amazing.
That those
think
costumes deserve a Christmas makeover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My number two is a weird one, but I'm really confident about it. Sweeney Todd. I think a dark Christmas version of Sweeney Todd would be... perfect.
And all of the pies are fruit mince pies, somehow made with human blood.
Yeah. Because
we'll take out brandy and we'll replace it with blood.
because you can make red a whole thing because of the blood, but yeah. also wearing red. Yeah. You also have the class thing there. Yeah, mm. I think a Christmas version of Sweeney Todd would be interesting
That's
to look at.
That's very dark. So, sorry, that was your number one.
That was my number two.
Oh.
Wow.
My number one is one I'm also very confident with. Cats. I think just what you can do with cats playing with tinsel and baubles.
Literally just put a Christmas tree on the stage and a bunch of real cats.
Oh, that is a much better musical. And the Jellicle Ball could just be that song playing in the background when we watch Cats destroy a Christmas tree.
Yes. Yep.
Perfect.
Because I think that's a layer that you can put on and not really change much else, but add so much
humor. It's the same story.
Yeah,
it's just a same bunch of cats. Yeah. But now that they're hanging out at Christmas.
Oh, I'd pay a bit of money ball. For that. Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Great number one. My number one is a cheat. I have epically cheated because I've actually put two musicals together. But, however, I will explain how this works.
Okay. Is it Phantom and Love Never Dies?
Do you seriously think I would ever mention Phantom?
I mentioned Cats.
I already said Phantom of the Christmas Opera.
It is 42nd Street and Anything Goes done together, merged together.
So four acts?
As not four acts, so you just have to rewrite it. Because basically now the Anything Goes ship goes down, like the Poseidon Adventure, and they all climb up this magical Christmas tree and get transported to 42nd Street, New York, where then Reno becomes Peggy. It's very convoluted. No one's going to come and see it, but it's going to
happen. Very avant-garde.
You're like, no one is going to come and see it, but that's fine.
That's fine because it's my number
one. It's my art. It's my Christmas art.
It's my Christmas.
And then you find out at the end that they didn't actually escape. They all just
They all died. Correct.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's the kind of way I end my musicals. They died wearing tap shoes and sequins, so it's the best way to go.
Okay. Mine also ends in a death with probably not tap shoes, but I think it would be an interesting slant on Jesus Christ Superstar. She said it like on his birthday, and so he's like having a birthday party instead of the Last Supper.
God. All right, well, that's going to happen. That now has to happen.
I would be surprised if no one had ever done
get on it.
Something
I'm Googling
like that.
It.
Really?
I think Jesus Christ Superstar has been done a lot of times.
Yeah, and you think someone was insensitive enough to set it, like, on his birthday so people are coming in going like, hey, happy birthday, Jesus. We're going to kill you on the cross now.
What Images. I'm saying is I wouldn't be surprised. I think I have a pretty accurate view of people in general.
I hope for us all that is not true.
Okay.
It's looking like it's not been done.
Oh, yeah. Thank goodness.
Oh, wait,
and like
wait,
just throw
wait.
In some Christmas trees and tinsel and, you know, all that stuff that's got nothing to do with the actual Bible story version. And, just really mix it all up in there.
All right. Well, let's have a break for our third and final Christmas dinner and we'll come back with our final top five.
That crackling smells good.
All right, this one's a hard one because we all have our own justification.
And they're all very different.
And we all have different lists. So on the other two,
the closest we come is you and I with Lacage and Priscilla.
Well, I was going to suggest that we each pick one of another person's and then we'll start from there.
Remember how I have to have a brain scan and I have zero memory?
Yeah, okay, so my five were...
Yes.
Phantom of the Christmas Opera,
yep.
Cabaret,
yep.
A Very Wicked Christmas,
yep.
Priscilla Christmas Queen of the Desert, and Jesus Christ Superstar. Yep.
All right. Okay, now I definitely remember what was my favourite of yours.
And my five were Cinderella,
yep.
25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee,
yep.
Urinetown,
yep.
Sweeney Todd,
yep.
and Cats.
Okay. All right, my five were 42nd Street / Anything Goes, The Pajama Game, Bugsy Malone, Oliver, and Lacage au Folle.
Now, I would pick Lacage from yours.
Okay.
Because I think compared to Priscilla, I think it would be more of a spectacle. And I think that's kind of what appeals to me about mm-hmm. a Christmas Lacage more so than a Christmas Priscilla, because Priscilla has a lot of stuff kind of leading up to the performance, whereas Lacage, you kind of flop back between the performance and not the performance.
All right, I'll concede.
More costumes is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So that would be my pick from Julie's.
Yeah, what's your pick from Miranda?
Wicked. I think that'd be hilarious. And I don't think you lose much from the show. I think you gain more than
just
you lose.
Add Christmas.
Yeah.
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 My pick from Zane is definitely Cats. My pick from Julie is probably Oliver.
Oh, because of the Santa's workshop.
Yeah. I just like that there's something in the story that can transfer
to Christmas.
To Christmas.
Did you say two?
Cats and Oliver.
Oh, Cats and Oliver. Yeah, so I also have Cats because of course. it's something that I don't mind if you ruin. And my pick from Miranda's was, of course, Jesus Christ Superstar because Jesus' birth. I just love the irreverence.
Well,
it makes me very happy.
Ladies, that gives us five.
That's five?
One, two, three, four. That's a five.
So we have Cats, we have Wicked, we have Lacage, we have
Oliver.
And
JCS. And
JCS.
Look at that.
Oh, do we have to put them in order
now? Do we really have to put them in order?
Cats is number one.
Cats is number one.
Because it got two votes.
Cats is number one.
Cats.
This is my number one and you voted?
Cats, Wicked.
I wouldn't argue with that.
Okay.
Though Oliver is a close
no,
third.
I would say Jesus Christ because that's hilarious.
Oh, I would put Jesus Christ at number five.
It's literally his birthday.
Yeah.
No, but it's not literally his birthday.
It's not literally.
It's completely wrong.
It's literally the day we celebrate.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
Birthday, death day.
And then, so that would put JCS, then Lacage?
Yeah.
So Lacage is five?
Did we go Wicked, Oliver, Oliver, Wicked?
I would put Wicked before Oliver, but it's very close.
Cats, Wicked, okay. Oliver, JCS, Lacage.
Yeah.
Four and five.
All right. Controversial.
Yeah. I would love to know what others people could come up with.
Please.
Please comment. Please.
Facebook,
and include in a very, very short, concise description of how you would Christmasify it.
Yeah.
Whatever your idea would be.
We want to steal your ideas.
It.
No, that's
don't
Easter.
Crucify it.
I know it's Easter, but it's JCN.
All right. Well, we will be back next week with a real show about a real musical. But thanks for sticking with us through Christmas.
You did it, guys. You survived.
And Happy New Year.
And a Happy New Year.
All the best for all your New Year's resolutions, which obviously include making sure that you subscribe on iTunes or your Google PC
podcast
version.
Addict or
Stitcher.
Yeah,
is
sure.
The Android version.
That's the word I was looking for.
You know what's on my Christmas list? That Spotify approve our podcast.
Hey, Spotify, we made a special Christmas list just for you.
On you.
Yeah, Spotify.
Winky.
But you can contact us on Facebook or on Twitter or send us an email at musicalstaughtmepodcast@gmail.com.
That's if you want to send a more complete concept description of your Christmas rewrite.
If you impress us, we will read it out.
Yeah.
We will 100% read it out.
If Santa hasn't bought you exactly what you wanted for Christmas, send it to us. I'll pass it on to him with some very stern words.
Yeah.
And Julie will be rehearsing Surabaya Santa for next year. All right, thanks everyone. I have been Zane C. Weber.
Julie Eisentrager.
And Miranda Selwood.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
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 Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.